Could you tell us a little bit about this type of equine-assisted psychotherapy that you offer and how horses can assist in overcoming trauma?
Sure. So basically, you know, a lot of times when people are experiencing trauma or have experienced trauma in the past, they shut down their inner world. It's not a safe place to be, and their connection with others is strained at times. And so what happens is equine-assisted psychotherapy or Ngunbaban therapy actually helps people to start to connect with another being on a deeper level. So, you know, at first people may feel uncomfortable connecting with another person. And a horse encourages you to connect with it, even if you don't want it to connect with you. So they, you know, they're in your face and, you know, and talking to you in their horse way. And so what happens is then you can develop trust, and when you are ready to then talk to a therapist or actually feel safe enough to open up, then you've already developed a connection with another being. And the other thing that's really, really important is horses, especially being a prey animal, actually show us a really quick way to regulate our body. You know, they get angry, they get scared, and they go through that entire process really quickly, and then they go back to being regulated and calm. So we try and encourage people to be more like horse, to actually acknowledge when they're feeling angry, to express a healthy way of acknowledging that anger or fear or anxiety or joy, whatever that may be, and then actually move through that back to regulation.
Horses, anyone who's spent time around horses, I find, comes up with the same kind of assessment, is that they're very emotionally in tune to people. They can read people so well.
Exactly. And the other thing that, you know, I see over and over with my client is the horse won't want to come near them. And I'll actually turn to the client and say something like, can you tell me how you're feeling at the moment? What's going on inside of you? And then next minute, oh, I'm feeling really nervous. Oh, my body's, you know, my stomach's feeling really tight. And then I get them to regulate themselves using the out-breath or grounding or finding a pleasing thing out in the environment, and then the horse turns and comes up straight up to them. It's very instant feedback about when you're not feeling regulated. You can see, and the thing is, you know, a horse will see you from across the paddock. They may keep eating, but their ears are in tune because they are a prey animal, so they are so super tuned to what's going on. And also the other thing is that, you know, as adults, we become masters at wearing a mask. You know, from ever since we're little, we're told, you know, now's not the time to cry or now's not the time to get angry or whatever that may be. And so we act a bit like a swan. You know, we look very still and collected on the surface, but underneath we're just churning and swimming frantically. And so horses remind us, and they see straight through that mask. And it's the most instant way to have feedback and connection out in environment, which is, it just shows that we aren't alone. We are connected in so many ways with not just another being, but with the environment and the wind and everything.
How did you start working with horses, Bianca?
I've worked with horses all my life and, you know, went through the typical equestrian side, the pony club, the eventing and things like that. And then I moved to horse archery. And then I decided to start doing some therapeutic training. And I see what happens when people are with horses, how they can move through and assist someone really, really look at themselves and feel safe while they're doing that. And so then I went and did some extra training in that area. And I've loved every part of it. To be able to help people every day is unbelievable.
I can imagine. How do you balance the Western therapy side of things with the Indigenous spirituality aspects of your work?
So that's when I'm talking about connection.
Mm.
So the connection to the environment. You know, we work outside generally, and you know, the breeze caresses you, the land speaks to you and connects with you while you're out there, and it becomes a part where your problems are not just, you know, the all-encompassing problems. You're part of a whole, of a breathing, living being, and it's that's where I'm coming from.
Have you seen the popularity of equine-assisted psychotherapy and other types of psychotherapies grow in Australia? I feel like these days we're a little bit more open to it.
Yes, definitely. So it's gone from being this, you know, my apologies, a quack pseudoscience to now being recognised as a legitimate therapeutic modality. You know, research is being done and longitudinal research is now just starting to come out about the impacts and the way that connecting with horses can really help someone heal through whatever they're going through, whether that's a trauma or a complex trauma, or it might be a another mental health issue that's not related to trauma, or it might just be a loneliness. All of those things really, really are now starting to come out and having and being looked at as legitimate.
Mm, absolutely. I think that there's so many wonderful ways in which people can be helped, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, should be have the option to do something like this and to help themselves in this way.
Yeah, and I think now that, you know, departments like NDIS and even the, you know, peak professional therapeutic associations are all starting to recognise this as a legitimate modality.
Mm.
And so that then only makes it more available to people who may not have access to horses usually, and to be able to try a different therapeutic modality that may just be the thing that they need.
Absolutely. Is there a process that you go through for picking the horses that you work with, or the horses that would maybe be best to work with clients?
The horse actually picks the client.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I like to work, I've only got two horses, and I like the client to walk out and to see what, who comes up to them and what they connect with. Both my horses have incredibly different personalities and temperaments and energies. And so sometimes I find that that a client might need both of those horses at certain times, and to gain strength or compassion or whatever it is throughout their week when they're not there. And so they, what they do is the horse will approach them, and that's the horse that they're connecting with that day or that period of time.
Are you constantly surprised by the animals as well? I feel like they're just gorgeous.
It is. There is. You know, what do they say about don't work with
children or animals?
And also it is the meaning that people draw from their interaction with this other beautiful being that's right there in your face. That blows me away too.
Yeah.
I look at what people say, you know, and they're expressing about what their experience is, and I'm going, wow, I didn't see that, but that's interesting.
Mm.
But it's so, yeah, and how people can get such comfort, such safety and security from another being that just wants to interact is beautiful and amazing and so powerful.
It really is. It's beautiful. I think animals can provide the most incredible comforts and the most incredible compassion for people. It's
not
really
just compassion for people, actually.
No, it's not.
It actually can show them a way to give compassion to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the really important part.
Absolutely. Bianca, you're doing beautiful work. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning and explaining it to us.
Thank you. Can I make one other comment?
Oh, please.
At the moment, what I'm doing, I don't know if you can hear the noise, I'm actually outside doing some clean-up work with Fauna Rescue here in South Australia with the grey-headed flying fox bats that came into care through our heat event. So we've got something like 300 bats here.
I can hear them in the background.
Yes. So I'm cleaning cages and all that as a volunteer give back to the community. So
good on
you. I just want to say, you know, there's the heat events, the fires haven't just impacted us, it's impacted animals. And I just want to give a hugest thanks to all the volunteers out there for all the amazing work, and the fire isn't everything.
Absolutely. And a huge thanks to you too, Bianca, for getting out there and doing your part. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.